Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, the injury report for the Texans. I think the big one that sticks out here, again, Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon teased us last week with practicing on Friday. There was a video of him, you know, jumping around out there, appearing to be A-OK with that ankle, and then did not play on Sunday. I assume that meant he was going to come back, practice all week, and be ready to rock and roll, but he did not. He did not practice Wednesday, did not practice Thursday, and did not practice Friday, and they are listing him as out. We're not going to wait until game day. We're not going to test it on Sunday morning. He is out. Luke. No Joe Mixon. How's that hit you?
Yeah, it's tough because this is the week, as we open the show this afternoon, I mean, this is the week to get the ground game going and to take advantage of that against these Bills. Now, you could still try to do that without Mixon, but obviously you'd much prefer to have him out there. And then Damian Pierce is even questionable, which they say questionable means 50-50, so we'll see about Sunday. But there's been so much consternation about this ground game for the Texans so far this year, and this is the opportunity to get it going against the Bills, who are bottom three in the league across the board when it comes to trying to stop the run. They're allowing almost 6 yards a carry. So if ever there was a time to have Mixon back, it would be Sunday. Although I guess at the same time, you can make the counter argument that, well, hopefully they can run against this rush defense without Mixon and make sure he's healthy and ready to go the following week. But it's the longer it goes, obviously the worse it is. He played so well week one. You haven't had a full Mixon since, and you brought him in this offseason to come be the guy, and you just haven't had that guy yet so far for almost the entire season.
Yeah, when you talk about Joe Mixon, I'm so pissed off at the offensive line and Bobby Slowick that it's hard for me to even get to Joe Mixon. But you make a great point. Like, obviously, this is a guy. Here's where I think Joe Mixon helps you is if Bobby continues to try to force this outside zone thing, if he continues to force this, we're going to have our tight ends on the edges block really well and our wide receivers block really well, and we're going to bring in all these silly personnels, then I think you're going to get more of the same from the Texans' run game. And if that's the case, then I think Joe Mixon brings more to the table as a guy that a handful of times is going to make something out of nothing, right? He's going to be able to cut back. He's going to be able to bounce something inside, outside, and turn the corner and maybe go get 10 or 12 yards. So that is big with Joe, especially when you can't run the football. To have that guy that can make something out of nothing is in a game like this, would be a game changer. So if we're just talking about Joe in a vacuum, clearly we don't have a backup that can do some of those things, so that hurts. Those are the guys that are out. Again, Joe Mixon, Jerry Hughes, Derek Barnett are out.
Yeah, no Jerry Hughes revenge game Sunday.
That's right. With Stephon Diggs, right? Yeah. But that the interesting thing here is you do – I don't think anybody on this defense – I'll be completely honest with you. I don't think anybody on this defense in the front seven – let's talk about front four. I don't think anybody's played up to snuff, we're being completely honest. You know, there's been some – let me put it this way. I don't think there's any position. Now, there's guys – Tim Settle gave us two sacks in one game. All right, I can't complain about that. Mario Edwards has shown up and been a bright spot in training camp and has made plays this year. I can't complain about that. But I don't think the down four – like coming into the season, I think a lot of people thought, boy, this down four is as good as any in the game. Man, we can – from a pass rush perspective, we're going to be as good as anybody in the game. I don't think anybody's played up to that billing at this point in time. And we're talking about now Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are the two healthy defensive ends. Derek Barnett is out and Jerry Hughes is out. Those are your two quality depth guys. Now they've got depth obviously, but those are your two quality depth guys that you feel good about punching in there and at least being able to hold up and make plays. So we'll see how the Texans adjust to that. Now let's go to the questionable groups on the Texans injury report this week. For the Buffalo Bills game, the questionable group is six different guys, but I think the ones that really stick out are Titus Howard, backup running back Damian Pierce, and depth receiver Robert Woods. Of those three, which one concerns you the most, Luke?
Ooh, probably Titus Howard. I mean, this offensive line's been so in flux already. I mean, even going back to last year, as you've been talking throughout the afternoon, I mean, it just hasn't been good enough. I like consistency on the offensive line, so I don't want to have to keep moving guys in and out each week. I want my five there each week. Damian Pierce is another a big one, as we've been talking about that ground game, but I don't know. I don't know if there is a huge difference, a huge drop-off between Pierce and Cam Akers at this point. It'd be nice to have both of them. They both bring something different to the table. You could have a little 1-2 punch. So I wish Pierce was out there, but it starts up front. And so I think, especially because for Howard, he was fine Wednesday. He wasn't on the injury report. And then yesterday he's limited, and then today he didn't practice. So I feel like that's trending in the wrong direction, where this is something that just popped up the last 2 days. So of those guys, I guess that would be the case for me. I would love to have Pierce out there, but I think I would say Howard would be number one for me.
Yeah, I think Titus Howard is it. We saw Blake Fisher play recently, and I think even D'Amico Ryans was critical of Blake Fisher's play. I will say this, though. When Blake Fisher had to play for Laremy Tunsil, I believe it was two scoring drives in last week's game. The last two drives of the first half, I believe one was a touchdown and one was a field goal. So, I'll say this, too. It wouldn't shock me. I don't know. I don't have the evidence, but it wouldn't shock me if Blake Fisher wasn't a more aggressive downhill.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.